Chapter 6. The skeleton was like a mummy. It still had hair, finger and toenails, which were very long. The teeth were still in the skull, too. There was still some skin and flesh on the bones. We leaned him against a rock. We looked into his hollow eye sockets and tapped his chest. My uncle put on his professor's voice and said, "Gentlemen, I have the pleasure of bringing you a man from the Quaternary era. People said he didn't exist. Those who didn't believe it can now see they were wrong. They can touch his hair and his body and admit that they were wrong. It's not a fake skeleton. He was less than 6 feet tall, and he was from Europe. His bones are the same age as mastodons. I don't know how he ended up beneath the Earth's surface with the dinosaurs, but he's real." I clapped when my uncle was finished. We explored the graveyard. There were more bodies of men amongst the animal bones. There was a mystery that we had to solve. Did the men live below the Earth's surface? Did their bodies fall into a fissure when the dinosaurs all died? Were men still living under the Earth's surface? We walked away from the seashore. There were hills, mountains, and forests that went as far as the horizon. We walked to the forest. It was a real forest with pine trees, palm trees, yew, cypress, thujas, and palmasay. There were creeping plants that linked the trees together. There was moss on the ground and fern plants. It was like a hothouse under the trees. The leaves had no colour. There were flowers. The flowers were the same colour as the leaves. They had no smell. I was worried about animals in the forest. My uncle walked on without any fear. I saw oak trees and eucalyptus trees growing next to each other. I saw giant shapes through the trees. I grabbed hold of my uncle. We stopped. We saw a herd of mastodons. They walked through the trees. Their tusks tore the bark from the trees. Their trunks pulled leaves off the branches. It was very strange. The plants were from the Tertiary period and the animals from the Quaternary period. "We must get closer," my uncle said. "No, we have no weapons. No man will go near beasts like those," I said.
"You're wrong," my uncle shouted. "Look over there. There's a man."
I looked. My uncle was right. He was 12 feet tall. His head was as big as a buffalo's. He had hair that looked like a mane. He had a tree branch in his hand, which looked like a shepherd's crook. He was looking after the mastodons. I was worried the giant man would see us. "Run," I shouted. We ran for a quarter of an hour. "We're safe now." We went back to the seashore. There was a knife on the ground. It wasn't my knife or my uncle's. Hans didn't have a knife. "It must be Arne Saknussemm's," said my uncle. We looked around for a sign. There was a tunnel between two pieces of granite. The letter AS were carved into the granite. My uncle named the area Cape Saknussemm. I went to get Hans and the raft. I brought them to the cape. We went into the tunnel. A piece of granite had blocked the tunnel.
"We'll use the gunpowder for our guns. We'll blow up the rock," my uncle said.
We put the gunpowder in the tunnel. It was the 27th of August. The explosion caused an earthquake. A crack appeared in the bottom of the sea. We fell through it. The cavern below was smaller than the one above. We lost most of our supplies and equipment. We only had food for one more day. The lantern went out. We were sitting in the dark. The river flowed down. It got faster. I felt the air on my face. The raft went down a very big drop. It stopped suddenly. Water came down on top of us, and the raft started going up. We lit the last lantern. We were in a narrow shaft. The water had reached the bottom and started to fill the shaft. We were rising with the water. It got hotter as we got higher.
We'll be burned to death, or we'll be crushed, I said. We ate the last of the food. The water was boiling. We'll die, I said. What's happening? I asked. We're in the middle of an eruption, said my uncle. It's our only hope. We'll get back to the surface very quickly, my uncle said. The water was all gone. The lava was lifting us to the surface. The volcano erupted. Hans held on to my uncle and me. We landed on the mountain. We had come out of Mount Etna. We were in Italy. We were 3,000 miles away from where we started. We went to the nearest village. The people helped us. They gave us clothes and food. We got back to our house on the 9th of September. Hans came with us. Graben was very happy to see us. Our maid had told everyone in the city where we had gone. Some people didn't believe it. The city held a banquet for my uncle. Hans went back to Iceland after a few weeks. I was very happy because I married Graben, and my uncle was happy because he had been on his adventure. The end.